Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Fast am I, good evening, it's 5:30 and this is Update for Wednesday 21st of March from Manx Radio. A 30 minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person. Tonight, unpaid rates amounts to more than £3 million over the past 3 years. The outgoing chair of the MUA says it's catch-up time after discussing how previous administrations failed to create solutions. We look back as the island marks 10 years since one of the worst snowstorms in half a century. The latest on the Laxey landslide. Should Victoria Street only be open to buses and taxis? And a Manx resident is set to take to the skies to conquer a fear of height and raise money for the Alzheimer's Society.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now at the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Fast am I, Christian?
Fast am I. The Met Office has issued another amber weather warning, this time for tomorrow lunchtime. Some coastal overtopping and inner harbour flooding is forecast again, and it's expected to be slightly higher than today based on current predictions. A public meeting is set to get underway this evening from 7 at Scarf Commissioners to discuss the landslide in Laxey. Two properties have been advised to evacuate, and an emergency road closure order is in place along a short section of the promenade. And the Education Minister doesn't think the island's reputation has been damaged by a report a drag queen sent a pupil out of a sex education lesson. Julie Edge insists her department did the right thing after an investigation found the claims were inaccurate. In international news, Boris Johnson's told a committee of MPs he believed a leaving do at Downing Street during lockdown was essential for work purposes. The former UK Prime Minister says hand on heart he didn't lie in Parliament about gatherings, although he's admitted unwittingly misleading the Commons. The man accused of murdering Olivia Pratt Corbell in Liverpool's told his trial he's being stitched up. Thomas Cashman says he was somewhere else at the time the nine-year-old was shot. And more Amazon strikes are on the cards after a union described a new pay offer as insulting. Workers at its site in Coventry say they're being offered an extra 50 pence an hour. Those are the update news headlines, next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And as you just heard Christian talking about the couple of weather warnings, yellow and amber. Yellow for tonight is going to be for coastal overtopping, Shore Road in Rush and Castletown Promenade, northern and central parts of Douglas Promenade, Laxey and Ramsey Promenades. And that's around about the high water mark, which is 11 minutes after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, same thing, coastal overtopping, inner harbour flooding. That's around the high water time of 12:29, but the amber warning is in place from 10:30 tomorrow morning until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Outbreaks of heavy rain this evening that could become heavy at times before clearing later tonight as it becomes dry. Further rain arriving by the end of the night. Minimum temperature 5 degrees. Sunrise tomorrow 6:14 and sunsets at 6:35 today. Low water is at 6:30 today, 6:23. High water tomorrow 11 minutes past midnight. Low water at 6:28 tomorrow morning, and then high water tomorrow at 5:30 midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Today marks 10 years since one of the island's worst snowstorms in 50 years. Over 700 homes were left without power, all schools closed, roads were closed, and thousands of livestock died. Andy Harding from Highway Services told Manx Radio they're always learning from these weather events.
We've been working as a multi-agency probably for maybe 12, 15 years. So even going back to the flooding in 2012, there was lessons learned from that when we came together. The earlier we come together, the earlier we plan, and taking that coordinated approach is essential in these situations.
We had seen some snow here on the island. How did it impact the island, and how prepared was the DOI to deal with it?
the warnings, I must say, are really accurate. Certainly the last warning we had, really accurate on the amount of snowfall, the timing of the event, and all these things are critical when we are planning our operation. So again, last week we operated LZ Control through the night. Yes, we did lose some roads. We lost the mountain road and the Cronker Vody. And things were really difficult overnight, Thursday into Friday.
What sorts of plans or procedures are in place for big snow days?
Depending on the event, we implement the severe weather plan, and that's an escalation process. So we go from a standard, say, gritting process of where we'll grit the primary routes. We'll then scale that up to manning all the gritters. Again, in 2013, I think from memory, we used about 20 loading shovels around the network. Bearing in mind, 2013, we had drifts on the Cronker Vody, probably 12, 15 foot. So it very much depends on the event, and all the events are really, they're different. They take a different approach. As an example, back in 2009, 2010, when we had the icy weather, we were using about 200-300 tonne of salt per day. 2013, over the whole event, we only used 500 tonne of salt because it was a totally different operation.
Unpaid rates on the island amass to a total debt of more than £3 million over the last 3 years. The Treasury Minister has been quizzed over the matter and how much the coroner has been able to collect in that time. Manx Radio spoke to Dr. Alex Allison in the break.
Well, that's as we speak at the moment. Obviously, some of those people will pay, perhaps a little bit late for various different reasons. And some of that covers quite historical debts that have been going on. But that's out of a total annual rates bill of around about £40 million. So to put it in context, I mean, what the answers today I gave show that over 95% of people pay their rates on time, but we do have some issues with collections of rates for other people. And that's for a whole range of reasons that people can't or won't pay their rates. What I would say is if people are struggling, have a chat with the rates office. There are various schemes that they can introduce where you can pay it off over a longer period of time. There's lots of help available there. But we also need to make sure that people pay their rates because that funds community services and local authority spending. What Treasury have done is worked with a whole range of stakeholders, including the coroners, to look at the whole debt collection insolvency laws and regulations we have on our island and make sure we can try to bring them up to date. Because there are a range of people who find our legislation out of step with particularly that across. For instance, banks who may want to loan money for people to have mortgages or other things. Over here, our insolvency legislation is very different to the UK, and that may in the future be a barrier for some of those financial services. So we need to reform that. We're already doing a lot of work with that. In terms of coroners, their pay, their resources has not changed for well over a decade. So one of the things we did in July was upgrade their fees. We're doing that again this Timwald as well to give them that extra financial resource to be able to do their job, hopefully, more effectively. But going forward, we will be going out for consultation in terms of a whole range of debt collection, and you need to get the balance right. What I wouldn't want to see is some of the programs you see on TV with the aggressive debt collection. That wouldn't be appropriate for the Isle of Man.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup update on Manx Radio.
A Ramsey resident who took out a funeral plan with a UK company which collapsed is warning other Manx residents to be vigilant. The victim of the collapse, who wants to remain anonymous, lost thousands of pounds when the UK provider Safe Hands Funeral Services went into administration. Simon Richardson has the story.
In the wake of the collapse, administrators in the UK informed creditors that two major UK companies, Dignity and the Co-op, had offered to take affected Safe Hands customers and honour their arrangements for a reduced rate. The Ramsey resident opted to take up the offer from Dignity, to whom she sent the relevant paperwork. A year later, she's received a letter from Dignity asking for payment to be made, despite the fact the company does not directly service the Isle of Man. She is concerned that as Dignity was recommended by the administrators, others on the island, who may be affected by the Safe Hands collapse, might make top-up payments unaware that Dignity had no presence here. Manx Radio contacted Dignity over the issue and were told that although the company had no presence on the island, they could work through Isle of Man funeral directors, though the costs would have to take into account their fees. The company says that to date, 41,000 people in the UK have transferred to a Dignity plan, and 600 funerals have been provided at no cost to the families. The Dignity spokesperson offered an apology for the administrative error that led to them initially accepting an application for a funeral plan transfer outside the company's trading area. As a gesture of goodwill, she said Dignity will, on this occasion, facilitate the transfer to a Dignity plan for the Isle of Man customer.
The Isle of Man Government's Cabinet Office Departmental Plan passed through Tynwald this week. It summarises the work it's carried out to date and highlights future plans and reforms. Minister Kate Lord Brennan told us some of the key priorities for the department over the next year.
Straight away, sort of the first one would be to develop the public service in a way that is fit for purpose for the future, accountable, and where there is clear performance management too. There's been a lot of things that have been had cause for review. We've had a lot of changes at senior level in the Cabinet Office. So you really need to make sure you've got the people element in the right way to support good delivery of government services. Next one, which will take a longer period of time, is about how government delivers its services. And there is already something that's well developed from a technology point of view to do with the digitalisation of services. So clearly, there is a call for the public to be able to engage with government on an easier way and not have to tell government the same things multiple times. That sort of way can also reduce costs, because what you want to get to is a way to reduce replication in government departments. This is really significant transformative stuff. It's underway, but it won't be concluded within the next 12 months. There's also the need for government to be able to become much more strategic in its decision making. So that side of things is developing along with the policy team. But there are some quick wins, if you like, that are probably coming sooner than a year. I gave the commitment about the progression of a vaping bill to address some of the legislative requirements to do with the age at which young people can buy vaping products and point of sale displays. So that will be coming forward. I think in the next few weeks we will have the Office of Human Resources review done too, and we'll be continuing the work that's already ongoing to do with planning policy and things like that.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
It is 5:43. Ben McCree is in Douglas Harbour already, ahead of scheduled. Should have been in about 10 to 6, but already in. Departing tomorrow morning, 8:45, is the Mananin heading off to Heysham. And Mananin expected to arrive in Heysham around about 11:10. Mananin then coming back at the usual time at 2:15 tomorrow. Should be back in Douglas Harbour around about 4:40. And then Friday, Mananin out 8:45 again in the morning, expected to arrive at Heysham at 10 past 11. For more information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click onto travel.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
There's a public meeting tonight to discuss the landslide on Laxey Promenade. Two properties have been advised to evacuate, and an emergency road closure is also currently in place along the short section of the promenade. The extraordinary sitting is being held at Garth Commissioners at 7 p.m. as MHK for the area Andrew Smith and First Deputy Clerk Martin Royal explains.
It is specifically to discuss this situation and just to make sure commissioners have done all they can from their end, and possibly to think about what may be done in the future. You know, we are in consultation with the residents, and you know, we're trying to assist them where we can and how we can, and just get through the next little period to see where everything ends up and settles up, and hopefully a good resolution can come out of it.
Stabilisation needs to take place sooner rather than later, because the thing is that obviously with any landslide, but hey, I'm not qualified in structural engineering and things like that, but I have done quite a lot of of building work. And the thing is that if you're looking to stabilise something like this, then the sooner you stabilise what you believe is, you know, a major issue, then the sooner you'll be able to rectify. And if there are any further issues, up, you know, the slope, as it were. So I believe something needs that. But again, we're trying to find out exactly who is responsible for initiating that stabilisation. And obviously, it may be that some powers have to be implemented to ensure whoever is responsible actually takes that action. Hardly an hour has passed in the last 2-3 weeks when we've not been involved in looking at this from some angle or another, gaining more information, speaking to people, gleaning information from residents who have been here donkey's years that can give us ideas of topography of land and all these things. You know, between us, I don't think, and hopefully the meeting tonight will prove this, that today I don't believe we've left many stones unturned.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
In corporate news, the cost of summer flights will rise by up to 15% this year, according to the boss of Europe's biggest airline, putting more pressure on families struggling with sky-high inflation. Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary said plane tickets prices will jump again this year because airlines have fewer seats on sale compared with pre-pandemic levels. Airline fares are closely tied to demand, with prices moving higher automatically as flights are filled up.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed slightly higher after UK inflation unexpectedly accelerated, and investors around the world awaited the US Federal Reserve's latest decision on interest rates. US stocks moved downward during midday trading as Wall Street awaits the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision amid fast-moving banking crisis. Oil prices rose about 1% despite a surprise weekly build in US crude inventories as the dollar slid to a six-week low ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates, which could affect the fuel demand outlook. And gold traded in a tight $12 range as traders positioned for the US Federal Reserve's interest rate decision and Chair Jerome Powell's comments on the path of future hikes. At the close, FTSE 100 was up 0.41% at 7566. The DAX also up 0.14 at 15216. At 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones closed at 0.25 down at 32478. The S&P 500 also down 0.2% at 3995. The Nasdaq was down 0.10% at 11847. Exchange rates, the pound will buy you $1.223 and 1.113 euros. And in commodities, gold per troy ounce was up 0.49% at $1,949, and Brent's crude oil per barrel was up 1.63% at $76.26.
The world was a very different place when Ramsay Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
A Douglas councillor says Victoria Street should be open to buses and taxis only. The road has been under construction since October 2022, and Andrew Bentley says pedestrians should be given more priority. Local Democracy reporter Emma Draper spoke to him.
Well, we have a number of spaces around Douglas, but we don't actually have a proper square as such. Do we have to drive cars down every single street? And 30, 40 years ago, we made the decision that Strand Street would be pedestrian. So why do we need to make every single street accessible to cars? You look at Castletown and the wonderful things they've done in their squares, and we should be using our opportunities.
Is this something that you think would benefit Douglas?
I think the thing with Victoria Street is that at the moment about 60% of the width of the street is given over to cars. It's the same width as when it was open to two-way traffic. Now, if we were to reduce it so that there was only one lane plus a taxi rank, that would significantly increase the amount of pavement, which would be very beneficial if it was on the north side where the sun shines and we can have larger pavement cafes. areas. And so, yes, I think there's a great opportunity there to create a public space. I've spoken to businesses that live in the southern half of Duke Street who are feeling quite cut off, and I think they've felt the pain of the works as well. They were sounding very positive when I asked them about what they thought about changing the priority for the zebra crossing.
How easy would it be to make these changes?
It's not really a matter for the council, it's a matter for the Department for Infrastructure. And it is disappointing that they went ahead with this new crossing without praising the whole of Victoria Street. And this closure has given us a chance to appreciate that it's a big wide space lined with some very handsome Victorian buildings, and it's got great potential. We know that the government's own policy here is in the 15-year roadmap for Douglas, where it says very clearly that the Department and Regeneration Committee held an ambition to reduce the number of vehicles that use this street and provide more priority for pedestrians. So it's actually in the government policy.
Manx Radio Sport.
Time now for a look at the sport news. Here's Simon Richardson.
Fastamai, the arrival of the lighter nights means it's almost time to resume the Children's Cycling League at the NSC. The action gets underway on Tuesday, the 4th of April, with a come and try it and signing on night. Here's Dot Tilbury.
You just rock up with your bike, your helmet, and then we put you in a class, and we go from balance bikes to stabilisers, little two-wheelers, right up to bigger droppy bikes. We have mountain bike races, and then we have the droppy races at the end of the night for anybody who's got both sort of bikes.
And that come and try it night is the 4th of April, starting at 6:30. Football now, and FC Isle of Man will hope to bounce back from last weekend's 5-3 home defeat to Longridge Town when they face West Didsbury and Chorlton at the Bowl on Saturday, kicking off at 6:30. FC Isle of Man currently sit 20th in the NWCFL Premier Division, but 10 points clear of the drop zone. And finally, Mark Cavendish found himself embroiled in a sponsorship row. The Manxman is said to have worn Oakley glasses when competing, rather than those of Astana Kazakhstan's sponsor, Sycon. The Italian manufacturer has reportedly severed its sponsorship deal as a result. And that's a look at sport.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Police aren't reporting any issues on the road. Down at the airport, everything is currently showing on time, and we can't see anything being added to the roadworks around the island, so all the usual suspects in the usual places. For more information, go to manxradio.com, click onto news and click onto travel.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
The outgoing chair of Manx Utilities believes previous government administrations have failed to address and create solutions to the energy issues being experienced today. Tim Johnson discussed the recently announced electricity tariff increases being quizzed by political members. He spoke with Manx Radio's political correspondent, Phil Gorm.
You know, we'd seen very stable wholesale gas prices for years, running between that sort of 30 to 60, 70 pence a therm for years. That is basically where we were. And all of a sudden, we saw these changes coming. Post-COVID, big changes, big demand in Asia, for example, for gas. We saw a lot of maintenance going on in Europe. There's some very cold weather. Prices were already starting to go up. And then we had this major issue in Ukraine. And I think sometimes we have to, as an island, as a community, just stop and look up and look out sometimes and just look at what's going on globally and understand that some of the effects that we're all facing are things way out of our control. Gas prices have been up to 10 times what they've been historically, and they were last autumn. Yes, they've come down a great deal, and I know some of the questions are about, well, gas prices are coming down, why electricity prices are going up? Because yes, gas prices are coming down, but they're coming back down to a level that's still 3 or 4, 5 times more than they were historically.
Previous administrations have talked a lot about potential solutions, but very little has come forward. This government is into its second year, well into its second year now, and we're still not seeing any major developments, any significant moves. There's a lot of tinkering, but not really enough to address some of these long-term issues.
Things are changing, and the reality is now that we do need to make change. Hindsight, absolutely. You know, you look back and these things should have happened, but they didn't. I was certainly critical in previous role as President of the National Farmers Union to government for what I felt is 10, 15 years of lack of vision, really, which has put us really behind the curve, I believe. But what are we doing now with our 30 megawatts of onshore renewables, which is now being put in place to start as soon as possible, 10 megawatts of solar and 20 of wind? We're starting. Yes, this should have been done a long time ago, but it wasn't. Reality is, we're here now. It's catch-up time. That's what we need to do.
And finally, a Manx resident will be taken to the skies later this year to raise money for a charity close to her heart, all while conquering her fear of heights. Tia Watts and her friend Kian will jump out of a plane on the 5th of August in Grangeover Sands with the aim of raising £1,000 for the Alzheimer's Society.
Something that I put on my bucket list at the start of the year, it was something I told myself I was going to do this year. And then we found out that we could do it for charity, and I think that just pushed us to do it that bit further. And I work in the community with people with Alzheimer's as well, so it's just that little bit extra special.
How important is it to get funding, and how will it help, especially now that you're in the community and you're seeing the needs? How will the funds assist?
The funds will obviously go to Alzheimer's Society, and I think it'll get distributed to other people and it'll enable them to be independent. I think it said on there certain funds will allow for daily phone calls to people that don't have anybody. We haven't actually raised that much so far. We are only on, I think it's like £50 at the moment. We have got quite a high goal, which we are determined to reach. It is £1,000.
And leading up to the skydive, how excited are you guys? Is there any sort of things you guys have to do to prepare?
No, there's nothing we have to do to prepare. We just need to book the ferry to Haitian. The hotel's all booked. And I'm not going to lie, I'm very scared. I mean, this time last year, I'd never been on a plane, and I got on a plane for the first time and I was petrified. And now this, in a few months, I'm going to be jumping out of a plane. So really looking forward to it. Just trying to get the word out there and raise the money for such a good charity, to be honest. Me and my friends that are doing the skydive, we both work with people with Alzheimer's. It's quite special to us. I mean, I've had family history of it. My friends had family history of it. So it's just one of those that we want to support.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader and producer Christian Jones. After the news at 6, Spotlight, delayed Braid Esterford, plus World Poetry Day celebrations and a world premiere from the Isle of Man Choral Society. Greatest Hits with Ellie Miller. Her maiden show tonight, Good Luck Ellie. The Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne is at 9, and After Hours with Sam Spooner at 10. If you're an Update podcast listener anywhere around the world, anytime, night or day, thanks for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribe to news podcast.
I had amazing service from the Guernsey Bank Skipton International this week. It's not often you get to speak to a real human. Their follow-up was fantastic, and switching my savings account was so easy and quick.
Is that why you chose Skipton?
No, I saw how competitive their savings rates are, so I gave them a call on 01481 730 730. Turns out it was easier than I thought to move my account to Skipton.
Skipton International is licensed to take deposits by the Guernsey Financial Services Commission and is a participant in the Guernsey Banking Deposit Compensation Scheme. Details at dcs.gg. Terms and conditions apply.
Employers, having trouble with staff and need reliable advice? Employees, are you treated fairly in the workplace or do you have a grievance?
The workplace can be problematic on both sides. For any work-related legal issue, contact the employment law experts, Mann Benham. They advise employers and staff on all work-related problems with sound professional advice and a transparent fee policy. To arrange your free consultation at Mann Benham, call today on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
Athol Garage in Ballasalla is more than a Nissan authorised repair centre. Their team of highly factory-trained and experienced technicians will service and repair any make and model, with dedicated aftercare too. With Athol, you get a competitive fixed-price menu and a courtesy car if needed. Pity this driver didn't know that.
Oh, great! I told you to go to Athol!
Athol, a garage to swear by, not swear at. Book now at athol.im or call the A-team, 820082.
Heard the goss? You've another chance to win with Millie Taps of Ramsey. We've got some new celebs in a bed. Call in at Parliament Street and see if you can identify the famous people. Text their names and your name to 166177, starting your message with the word bed. All correct entries will go into the big prize draw live on Manx Radio at the end of the month to win an incredible bed worth £500. And be sure to check out Millie Taps' extensive bed range at the island's only Temper Collection studio. Celebs in a bed again with Millie Chaps of Ramsey and your nation station, Manx Radio. Shopping that costs less before you even start.
Less travel, fuel and time. Near you. That's Shoprite. Proudly locally owned.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.